B-Pod Studios.
WROR 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. I told you my daughter got a tattoo of Take It Easy.
Oh, yeah.
And at first, I said, why you don't have a tattoo? Come on. You don't want it. You're going to have that the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So, but Dad, I want you to have it. I want to have it in your signature.
Oh, that's like, a way to be like, right, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very good idea. That's okay.
Yeah, that's should perfect. Have gotten wrapped around your finger. That would have been good.
that's true. They know, Brian.
Yeah, right?
They know. Hey.
But I want it in your handwriting.
It was very clever, right?
That is.
So she got it right on her forearm there.
That's nice.
Anyway, let's see. Taylor, just tell her to take it easy.
All right.
Hey, you guys ever, do you subscribe to the shopping cart theory?
What's the theory?
If you're a good person, okay, here's a simple way to find out that you actually are a good person or not. It's called the shopping cart theory, and I subscribe to it. Here's how it works. Think about the last time you went to the grocery store. You unloaded your groceries into the car. Did you wheel the shopping cart back to the store or onto one of the racks in the parking lot, or did you just leave it?
Okay, I always put it back.
Okay.
The one exception is if the cart, like the store is far away, mm-hmm. or the little kiosk is far away and Lucy was a baby and in the car.
Okay.
I would just be like, you know what? I'm not leaving her. Or I just, it's
but
just,
good,
I was too
But you're a good
paranoid.
Person because you're worried about your daughter.
Right.
You are a good person.
Thank you.
Brian Bell.
Yeah.
Do you return your shopping cart to its proper place?
I do, but
right.
I like to play the game and see how far away I can be and still make it into the return.
Like, oh, in the corral. Extra points if you get it fit right in the foot.
Yeah, I mean,
there.
That's kind of fun.
That's fun.
Right?
Make a game out of it.
Unless it goes way
so
offline.
So you're just a good person who's kind of fun.
I like a game.
Yeah, okay.
Make a game of it.
Anyway, no,
that.
That's
light.
I'm a returner.
Oh, you are?
All the time?
Not all the time.
I guess that.
Well, there should be extenuating circumstance.
Oh, okay. Really, like what? It's raining?
You have a baby?
It's raining. You want to leave your wife in the car?
How far is it from this? Generally speaking, I will.
Okay.
If it's raining, I might not be the good.
You got a little bit of a distance regulation
yes.
in there.
And weather does play a part.
Yeah.
So does having things going on. You might be busy.
You might be busy, too busy to be a good person.
But I'll never leave it just there in the spot.
I got to get home and eat this sandwich.
I am busy.
Generally speaking, I'll return it.
Generally
speaking.
So generally speaking, you're a good person.
Okay.
But there are moments.
Here is the quiz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're parked far away from the corral, and it's raining. Hit me.
Put your hood on. Put on your big boy hood and we'll put that cart where it belongs.
Is that what you tell Dave to do? Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yes, I do. I actually make Lucy do it now. I'm like,
Zay.
Beat it, kid.
Yeah. Can you start the car and put the heat on?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the rule of thumb if you're
generally
a good person.
Speaking, we're all good people.
Generally speaking, but we have our moments.
Yes. Right.
Anyway, it's science. They proved it. 6:29. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
The secret to a 73-year marriage.
Here it is. It's a big secret, too.
All right. Not a lot of people know it.
Nope.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.